Bernie Porn. He's president of Epic MRA. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. I joined the crew in terms of fighting the cold.
Goodness, it's just terrible. Will you be watching the mayor's State of the City address tonight?
I will try and catch it.
Let's talk about Epic MRA statewide poll of active and likely November voters. Tell us a little bit about this. I've got some specifics I want to ask you, but what were you looking for with this poll?
Well, the key thing we wanted to test was how the president fares against Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. Another question that was unpublished dealt with a three-way in the event that Paul runs as an independent candidate. And then we also tested the view of the economy, and we included matchup for the presidential primary in Michigan, and we also asked people about the U.S. Senate primary, as well as asking about the emergency financial manager and a number of other questions dealing with the bridge, and there are just a whole lot of things in this survey.
Well, let's get right at it. How does the president fare against Mitt Romney here in the state?
Well, it was really interesting because for the past year he has been trailing Mitt Romney, but now he has burst into an 8-point lead, 48% to 40%, that was against Romney, and against Gingrich, he leads by a majority, 51% to 38%. And he has increased his favorability rating in Michigan to 52%. He still has a negative job rating, that is the president. But at the same time, all of the Republican candidates, and I think it is largely because of the very divisive primaries that are running right now, they have all, just as national polling has shown, gotten a higher negative, unfavorable rating than positive. And that has shown the same thing in Michigan, with Romney having higher unfavorables than favorables, and Newt Gingrich getting 53% unfavorable. So the very combative Republican primary is having an effect.
Bernie Porn is the president of Epic MRA. Now, when they conduct their polls, they usually get a sample of around 600 folks from all over the state and from all different types of economic and social and racial backgrounds. Let's talk about the popularity of the governor as well as Debbie Stabenow and Pete Hoekstra.
Well, the governor has actually improved a little bit, not only in terms of his personal favorability, but he still has a negative job rating, but he has improved from 59% down to 54% negative. So that I think, is moving in what he would consider the right direction. Following his State of the State address, I think that people have responded positively to some of the things that he's talking about, but he still has a long way to go before people are responding more positively toward his overall performance than they are negatively. But he is making progress. And on Debbie Stabenow, she is almost equal to the president in her favorability rating. She's at 52%, which is the same as what he is at. And we did not ask a job rating on Debbie this time. We did not have a direct matchup between her and any of the prospective candidates, but we did have a primary matchup, which shows that Pete Hoekstra has a commanding lead of 40%, and no other candidate hits double digits.
What do people think about Michigan's economy?
Well, that's the other real surprising thing in the results, is that people are much more optimistic right now. The percentage saying that the economy has already bottomed out and is starting to improve is almost at a majority now. 49% say they subscribe to that view. 30% say it's at the bottom but is not yet getting any better. In November of 2011, 39% said It is starting to improve. In September, 35%, and back in August of 2011, it was 31%, with higher numbers saying it is not getting any better yet. So there's much more optimism about the economy, and I think that that is translating into some of the things that we're seeing in terms of increased popularity for the president and increase in his support over Romney and Gingrich.
As you mentioned in an email to me on February 28th, the Michigan Republican Party will hold a closed presidential primary election to determine the allocation of delegates for each candidate to the National Republican Convention. Tell us about this.
Well, in that race, we have been tracking the matchup in the Republican presidential primary, and it shows that things are tightening up, and I think that that's largely the reaction of Michigan voters to the South Carolina victory by Newt Gingrich. And Mitt Romney has slipped in support from 34% down to 31%, and Newt Gingrich has gone from our previous poll of about 17% to 26%. So that would only be a 5-point difference, which would suggest that the race in Michigan will be potentially much closer than people would have expected, and that also makes the Michigan presidential primary more meaningful in terms of the overall Republican contest. However, that does not factor in the potential impact of the Florida Republican primary, which I expect Mitt Romney to win handily tomorrow night.
Anything else about this poll surprise you, Bernie?
Things have actually improved for supporters of the bridge between Canada and Michigan. There was a fairly solid majority, almost 60% opposing it, and now it's only by a few point plurality that people oppose the bridge, and then after hearing more information, a narrow majority opposes it. But 60% also said that if the governor goes around the legislature and tries to build the bridge himself, that they would oppose that action.
What's the plan for the next poll?
We will be doing a poll for our media clients in February just on the Republican presidential primary. We haven't decided yet exactly when it will be, but it will be right before, and we'll see where things stand in that race.
And Bernie, if people want to see more details, if they want to learn more about this poll, where can they go?
EpicMRA.com, and click on the press room, and you can see the results. We have not gotten that up yet. We need to. Our data guy is down taking a boat trip right now.
So well, tell him to get off that boat and get that taken care of for
you. Got to get in touch with him, see if he can put that up.
All right. Thanks, Bernie.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Tony.